Imagine stepping out of a bus in the middle of the desert, handcuffed for a crime you didn't commit.
For a second, Stanley hoped that one can of soda might be for him. But the man gave one to the guard and said the other was for the driver. 9 hours here and now 9 hours back, the guard grumbled. What a day. Stanley thought about the long, miserable bus ride and felt a little sorry for the guard and the bus driver.
My name is Mr. Sir,
the man in the cowboy hat said.
Whenever you speak to me, you must call me by my name. Is that clear?
Stanley hesitated. Yes, Mr. Sir, he said, though he couldn't imagine that was really the man's name.
You ain't in the Girl Scouts no more, Mr. Sir said.
This is Stanley Yelnat's unfortunate situation, and he has his no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather to blame for it. The curse brings Stanley and his family nothing but bad luck, and now he's been found guilty of stealing a famed baseball player's donated shoes. He's sentenced to Camp Green Lake, a boys' detention center that isn't green and doesn't have a lake. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The camp is in the middle of the Texan desert, surrounded by scorpions, rattlesnakes, and deadly yellow-spotted lizards. Every day, the boys have to dig a hole 5 feet deep and 5 feet wide. The digging is meant to build character, but Stanley begins to understand that the warden has a more specific agenda. This inkling is proven to be true when he discovers a gold tube with the letters KB engraved into it. The warden then practically turns the whole desert upside down, trying to find the rest of the treasure. During Stanley's time at Camp Green Lake, he meets other campers, X-Ray, Armpit, Zigzag, Magnet, and he gets his own nickname as well, Caveman. These boys show him the ropes, but it's another character, Zero, who ends up having a huge impact on Stanley, whether they realize it or not. Throughout the novel, the reader is given glimpses into the past. 19th century Latvia is where Stanley's no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather Elia Yelnats was cursed by Madame Zeroni. This begins the many generations of terrible luck in the Yelnats family. There is yet another storyline in the town of Green Lake, in the Old West, that Stanley's great-grandfather plays a minor role in, the story of Miss Catherine Barlow. She was the town's schoolteacher who fell in love just for it to fall apart. This heartbreak turned her into the feared Texan outlaw, Kissin' Kate Barlow.
Holes by Lewis Sacker has won the U.S. National Book Award for Young People's Literature and a Newbery Medal. It has also been ranked number 6 on a list of the best children's novels of all time in the School Library Journal and was adapted into a film by Walt Disney Pictures in 2003. The quick-paced and eventful story of Holt is so unique and successful because the author has tied an unbelievable amount of seemingly meaningless aspects together. With that, he creates a web that connects not only Stanley and Zero in the present, but also connects the actions of their ancestors to their fates today. It latches onto the reader's interest from the beginning and leaves the reader astonished in the end. Because of the novel's popularity among educators and readers alike, there is plenty of teaching material to check out. The rich themes of justice, luck, friendship, and fate can be easily discussed. It has the power to capture the attention of every kind of reader, making it a great novel to read in the foreign language classroom.
But in the end, not everything can be foreseen. And as for luck, or the lack thereof, it isn't always predictable.
How are you doing? Stanley asked quietly. He didn't whisper, but his voice was dry and raspy. My legs are numb, said Zero. I'm going to try to climb out of the hole, Stanley said. As he tried to pull himself up using just his arms, he felt a claw dig into his ankle. He gently eased himself back down. Is your last name your first name backward? Zero asked. Stanley stared at him in amazement. Had he been working on that all night? He heard the sound of approaching cars. Mr. Sorrent, the warden, heard it as well. You think it's them? Asked the warden.
It ain't the Girl Scouts selling cookies, said Mr. Sir.